Yes, hi, ladies and gentlemen. Hello there, hello, hello. And welcome once again to America's favorite television show, That Wonderful War. No, it wasn't the Boer War. It wasn't the Korean War. It wasn't even the Crimean War. Yes, that's right. You guessed it. Ha-ha. It was that wonderful war, World War III. Will you ever forget it? Remember when it began and we were all singing?
We're at war again. Get out those old time blackout shades. We're at war again. Whee! Hello to scrap, drive, and parade. You'll be heroes, you husbands and brothers. Wave goodbye to your wives and your mothers. Yes, the USA has gone all the way. We're at war again.
Yes, remember, those were the days when there used to be a Florida and a Texas attached to the United States. Then came the dastardly sneak attack on Perth Amboy, New Jersey. Aroused Americans were singing this
stirring song. Well, so long, Mom. I'm off to drop the bomb, so don't wait up for me. Though I may roam, I'll come back to my home. Though it may be just a pile of debris. Remember, Mommy, I'm off to get a commie, so send me a salami somehow. I'll look for you when the war is over, about an hour and a half from now. Hey!
Things looked bad for a while in World War III, but then Japan, Germany, and the United States, the Allies, fought bravely back. Inspired by wonderful songs like this one, which I'm sure you'll remember.
The fallout's fallen, the wind is blowing, New York is gone and Chicago is going, and I'm the only girl left in Kalamazoo. But don't worry, baby, I'm waiting for you. So keep them flying. Victory beckons. Till all be over in 20 seconds. Then you and I can be together once more in a world completely at peace and totally free. Till World War IV.
Isn't she lovely? And she's so radioactive, ladies and gentlemen. Ah, but who could ever forget it? That wonderful war, World War III. When it was over, all the American people cheered. All 700 of us. There goes one of them now. But my goodness, so many memories. Remember the enemy's big mistake? The day they attacked our 51st state, Formosa? Yes, sir. But you know, that war is just a memory today. And as this country's great leader, President Dick Gregory... As President Gregory said the other day to Vice President Jim Aubrey, he said... As I stand here, he said, in the nation's capital, Fargo, North Dakota... I want all you fellas to know that World War III marked an important step forward in the history of the human race. For it accomplished one major thing, ladies and gentlemen. It kept the world safe and preserved and ready for stupid shows like this one, That Wonderful War. Good night once again.
This afternoon in Washington, cigarette industry spokesman Robert Miner told a congressional committee that health warnings on cigarette packages might cause tobacco companies to make even stronger claims for their products. Thus, suggests Mr. Miner, health warnings are potentially dangerous to smokers' health. Mr. Miner, you get TW3's Double Think Award of the Year.
One of the greatest problems facing this nation is that of the high school dropout. Each year, more and more students are quitting school without getting a diploma.
We at TW3 feel sorry for high school dropouts because of all the fun things that they're missing by not going to high school. And the worst thing about being a dropout is that you don't have a school song. So now we'd like to present our non-school song.
No more pencils, no more books, no more teachers, dirty looks. Dropouts, dropouts, yay team!
On dropout dropouts down the field. Ain't we the national shame? Cheer for our fun-loving green, who can't hardly read or write our name. March, dropouts, backward march. Ain't we a tragedy? Leave us unite and fight, fight, fight for good old stupidity. Dropouts out of school, proud of the will to fail. You won't find us in the school halls, look in the pool halls or in jail. Long may our colors wave, sons of the black and blue. Light-hearted chaps who steal hubcaps, we've got nothing else to do.
Ignoramus, there you are, sitting in your hopped-up car, and your brains ain't up to par, and your ears stick out too far.
Go, dropouts, go and buy one comic book or two. Need some rest and enjoyment, your unemployment check is due. Soon, dropouts, very soon, you'll wear a different hat. Soon you will be in the army, just try dropping out of that.
TW3 presents its weekly roundup of delightful news from everywhere. The overthrow of the government of Brazil this week is only the most recent of many Latin American revolts. Some claim that South America has some sort of a record set there. The record looks to us like 45 revolutions a minute.
Washington. President Johnson announced on Wednesday that while farmers are getting 30% less for foods they produce, the housewives are paying 30% more. That 60% goes somewhere. Do you suppose those marvelous things you get with trading stamps aren't really free?
On Wednesday, Senator Everett Sugarthroat Dirksen, the Republican Senate leader, attacked the part of the civil rights bill that would outlaw segregation in motels. On Thursday, Drew Pearson revealed that Senator Dirksen has been a frequent guest at Bobby Baker's Carousel Motel. Funny. One day, the senator supports discrimination, and the next day, he shows none at all.
Just 3 hours ago, Pravda announced that former Russian premier Georgi Malenkov, former foreign minister Molotov, and former first deputy premier Kaganovich have all been expelled from the Communist Party for supporting the Red Chinese. We suspect at this very moment they would rather be dead than red. And by tomorrow, who knows?
Next fall, all three networks will make many changes in their television schedules. For some reason, NBC is moving TW3 to Tuesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. We didn't even know NBC was on Tuesday night.
On Friday night, Jack Parr will still be seen by a few stalwart viewers at his regular time. The Jack Parr Show will be preceded by a half hour of tetanus shots.
Another major change in the fall, the entire ABC network will be seen on the CBS network in the mornings. Europeans who see American TV for the first time are a little bit astonished or sometimes upset by it. Well, good, bad, or indifferent, it's our TV, and we think it's beautiful.
Ratings high and low that keep hillbillies on the air while Shakespeare has to go. Oh, TV land, oh, TV land, we owe our taste to thee. We've learned to love the value of mediocrity.
Oh, beautiful for rental cars, for living bras and pants, for newlyweds who owe their bliss to antiperspirants. Oh, TV land, romance depends on thee. Oh, better death than denture breath for irregularity. Oh, beautiful for buffering to banish waves of pain, for florist and no cavities, for anvils in the brain. Oh, TV land, our health depends on thee. Thy products flood our tired blood from sea to shining sea.
Encouraged by the success of George Murphy in becoming a United States Senator, other Hollywood actors are entering politics. Ronald Reagan plans to run for governor in 1966. Actor Raymond Massey has said that he might be interested in entering politics. Wherever movie stars go, you can be sure movie stars' agents are sure to follow.
Hello, political casting agency. We have an actor to fit every elective office. You're the chairman of the Republican Party in Nevada? What can I do for you? You need a senator. I see. Well, let me see here. I got Charles Bickford. Did Charles Bickford ever play a senator? Are you kidding? There are three senators playing Charles Bickford. Certainly. Everett Dirksen's been doing him for years. What's that? Can he sing and dance? Look, all United States senators don't have to sing and dance. No. Well, yeah, Charles Bickford can carry a tune, but you know. Who? Spencer Tracy? No, I'm very sorry. Spence won't take anything less than a cabinet post. How about Jimmy Stewart? Well, I don't know. Jim won't actively campaign for the office, but he might accept an honest draft. Yeah, okay, thanks for calling. Got it. Hello? Yeah, you want a comedian? For what job? Governor of the state of Alabama. Yeah. I think you better stick with the one you got. Hello, PCA. Oh, this is the Republican National Committee? You need a president, yes. You want to know what actors have played the role? Let me see here. There's Henry Fonda, Frederick March, Peter Sellers. Look, I suggest you take Peter Sellers because, you see, he can also play all the members of the cabinet, your combined chiefs of staff, and one branch of the armed service. What do you mean, can he sing and dance? It doesn't matter. Wait a minute.
This week, American buildings were under attack around the globe. Today, for example, mobs of angry demonstrators attacked the American Library in Surabaya, or Surabaya. In recent weeks, American embassies have been stoned and burned in Cairo, Prague, Nairobi, and Jakarta. Yet despite all this vilification, not one word of complaint has been heard from the ambassadors on the scene. We wonder if the press hasn't been exaggerating these anti-American outbursts, or are the diplomats just being diplomatic?
Here in the American embassy, we're helping the natives out through famine and drought. We're courting them, supporting them, we're giving them food, and they love us now beyond any doubt. Leave the windows open, Ralph, they're throwing rocks again. You'll get accustomed to the custom, it happens now and then. We are proud to say that our foreign aid is helping the country grow, though progress is slow. But every day we find a way to win a few friends. There's a spark of love beginning to glow. Get the rickshaw ready, Ralph, they burned the limousine. But isn't it nice to know they've used American gasoline? Yes, our foreign policy's working well. Don't believe all the papers. Things are swell.
Yesterday, commenting in his syndicated column on the lack of a definite policy in Vietnam, Joseph Alsop estimated that the chances of the United States coming up at this point with a policy that will lead quickly to peace are only a little better than even money, about 7-5 in our favor. We wonder if they'd agree with that estimate in Las Vegas.
Hello, Benny the bookie. Best odds in Vegas. Well, you want to know the odds on the North Vietnamese overrunning Saigon by closing day at Hialeah? Well, we're quoting 9-5. Okay, Charlie, you're down for 500 skins on the Viet Cong. All right, good job. Hello, Benny the bookie. Chinese intervention on the ground? 4-1, right. All right, you got 2,000 and a 600 mil Chinese. Yeah, I got you down there. No, yeah. Hello, Benny the bookie. What's that? Chinese air support for North Vietnam? North Vietnam? That's even odds. Pick 'em. Oh, sorry, pal. That's the best I can do. Well, everything's a gamble these days. Ask Maxwell Taylor. Sure. Well, no, I can't. Hello, Benny the bookie. The present South Vietnamese government lasting until the All-Star game? That's 99-1 against. Now, hold your 10 grand. We're not taking any bets on that. No. No, I gotta go. I took a team bet, yeah. Hello, Benny the bookie. War with Russia? 9-1. War with Peking Reds? 7-1. Use of atomic weapons? Us or them? Us 12-1. Them 6-1. Okay, you got it. World War III across the board. Yeah.
First we got the bomb and that was good, 'cause we love peace and motherhood. Then Russia got the bomb, but that's okay, 'cause the balance of power is maintained that way. Who's next? France got the bomb, but don't you grieve, 'cause they're on our side, I believe. China got the bomb, but have no fears, they can't wipe us out for at least 5 years. Who's next? Now Indonesia claims that they are gonna get one any day. South Africa wants two, that's right. One for the black and one for the white. Who's next? Egypt's gonna get one too, just to use on you know who. So Israel's getting tense, wants one in self-defense. The Lord's our shepherd, says the psalm. Just in case, we better get a bomb. Who's next? Luxembourg is next to go, and who knows, maybe Monaco will try to stay serene and calm when Alabama gets the bomb. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? And if someone sets it off on some pretext, and the human race is gone, I wonder who's next? Who's next?
Trips abroad discouraged by President Johnson and the federal government, except, of course, to Vietnam. And yet, at the same time, American airline and steamship companies are still running ads like these. TWA says, fly to Europe. Northwest Orient Airlines suggests flying to Japan. Pan Am says, fly to Europe. The United States lines tell everybody, don't miss the boat.
Come to think of it, maybe instead of discouraging travel abroad, the government should take a tip from these ads and start encouraging travel in the United States, like this.
Suddenly, you're in fabulous, unforgettable New Jersey. Fall in love with Hohokus. Lose your heart to Hackensack. Bask in the soothing sun of fantastic Jersey City. You'll be amazed at the rich variety of relaxing New Jersey. Its gourmet restaurants, its broad avenues, its stately homes. Yes, you'll never forget wonderful New Jersey, gateway to incredible North Philadelphia.
If you visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware. Don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution. They got soot and sewage and mud. Turn on your tap and get hot and cold running crud. See the halibuts and the sturgeons being wiped out by detergents. Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly, but they don't last long if they try. Pollution, pollution, you can use the latest toothpaste and then rinse your mouth with industrial waste. Just go out for a breath of air and you'll be ready for Medicare. The city streets are really quite a thrill if the hoods don't get you, the monoxide will. Pollution, pollution, wear a gas mask and a veil, and then you can breathe long as you don't inhale. Lots of things there that you can drink. Stay away from the kitchen sink. The breakfast garbage they throw out upstate, you can drink downtown on your luncheon date. So go to the city, see the crazy people there, like lambs to the slaughter. They're drinking the water and breathing the air.
Hardly a day seems to pass that there isn't news in the papers of another $1 million worth of heroin confiscated in a narcotics raid by the police. But there are 23,000 known addicts in New York City alone, and despite all of the police crackdowns, they seem to be getting the stuff from somewhere and someone. We wonder who.
When the shades of night are falling, comes a fellow everyone knows. It's the old dope peddler, spreading joy wherever he goes. Every evening you will find him around our neighborhood. It's the old dope peddler, doing well by doing good. He gives the kids free samples because he knows full well that today's young innocent face will be tomorrow's clientele. Here's a cure for all your troubles, here's an end to all distress. It's the old dope peddler with his powdered happiness.
Tonight, TW3 brings you the news for the last time. Try to remember that after tonight, any TV news about President Johnson or the Congress that sounds perfectly ridiculous to you is not meant as a joke.
Naturally, the entire TW3 news staff has a feeling of nostalgia. Nostalgia, from the Latin word meaning unemployed.
For it's a long, long time from September to May, but the days grow short when you finish 96th in the Nielsen ratings.
95th. December the 31st, the National Space Agency announces that by 1968, it hopes to have a man on the moon, if we're lucky. The Defense Department announces that by 1968, it hopes to have a man on Earth, if we're lucky.
A funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, for if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go, all suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is a rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. Down by the old maelstrom, there'll be a storm before the calm, and we will all bake together when we bake. And there'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 million hunks of well-done steak. Oh, we will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a Te Deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will become as you are.
You will all go directly to your respective Valhallas. Go directly, do not pass go, do not collect $200. And we will all go together when we go. Every Hottentot and every Eskimo. When the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we will all go together, we will all go together when we go.
This is that Tuesday night. That was the week. That was we'll drop out of sight. But don't you worry, you won't be lost if there is no David Frost. After all, if you want entertainment, intellectual style, there's always Lawrence Welk, Donna Reed, Pat Duke, and Gomer Pyle. Big deal, this show, we're really not important at all. Tonight, we'll go, but look what you've got to look forward to for the ball. Tammy and Gidget and Jeannie and Hank, Shindig the Second and the Hullabaloo. Run for your life and my mother the car. Sometimes you don't know how lucky you are. Bonanza and Branded, Bob Hope and Bewitched, Gunsmoke, Laredo and Convoy and Combat, Flipper, Ed Sullivan and What's My Line? Totally New and Simply Divine? Andy Williams, Dean Martin, Steve Lawrence, the Smothers Brothers. Each one is sweet and each one is cute and each one the same as the others. Wild West, Honey West, I Spy, Jesse James, Cracker B, and F Troop. All designed for the avant-garde group. Beverly Hillbillies and Petticoat Junction will, of course, continue to function. Big deal, our show. We've used up all the time that we could. Tonight we go. But shows will show an improvement this fall as they show. For example, Peyton Place will show its face 3 times a week, not twice. Isn't that nice? Don't you agree? Run up the flag, here's a salute, hip hip hooray for Fall TV. Come this fall, video wise, you're gonna get it right between the
This is John Canceller outside the NBC studios in New York, where for the past 16 months, war has raged between NBC and TW3. But today, the insurgent TW3 guerrillas at last conceded defeat to the network mercenaries. Indeed, at 3 o'clock this afternoon at Appomattox Courthouse, TW3 leaders officially surrendered their blunted sword to the NBC peacock. At the moment, the TW3 rebels are being disarmed of their brains. And at exactly 10 o'clock this evening, the final ceasefire will take place. At that time, it is rumored Nancy Ames, Pat England, Phyllis Newman, and Bert Tilstrom will flee the country for Argentina. Buck Henry, whoever he is, will be publicly tried on Hullabaloo for war crimes. And David Frost will be hanged by his heels from the highest lamppost in downtown Peyton Place, part 2. This is John Canceller returning you now to whatever is left of That Was the Week.
Well, personally, I hate goodbyes, so let me just say hello out there, because that's it, really. That was the week that was. That was. Good night.
That was the week that was. It's over. So bye-bye.
Your TW3 announcer has been Jerry Dane. Next week, see the premiere of Cloak of Mystery. Each weekday morning, Bob Barker hosts Truth or Consequences. Look in tomorrow morning at 10, 9 Central and Pacific Time. And now stay tuned to The Science of Spying, an NBC News special with John Chancellor next on NBC.